USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has overturned Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction. Cosby's expected to be released from prison later today. Former President Trump is in Texas today after accepting an invitation from Governor Greg Abbott to visit a portion of the incomplete border wall. A part of the wall that Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says Texans will be forced to pay to have it finished.
But we're going to have to do it, and we shouldn't have to do it. Texas taxpayers shouldn't have this burden, but Texas is going to have to stand in the gap, and we're happy to have the help from the other states who are sending National Guard units or law enforcement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Another day, another rising gas prices. AAA's survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now at $3.11 a gallon. That's nearly a penny higher than Tuesday's national average and 4 more cents than last week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The jobs picture is looking even better as the country gets back to normal. ADP saying private payrolls rose by 692,000 in June, while experts were expecting that number to be around 550,000. The boost was helped by more than 330,000 jobs being added in the hospitality sector. Other sectors seeing gains were education and health services, construction, and manufacturing. The snafus continue regarding counting all the votes in New York's mayoral primary.
Voting integrity fails in New York. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is urging the Biden administration to lift its long-standing requirement for people to wear masks on airplanes and other forms of mass transit ahead of the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Airline travelers ages 2 and older currently have to wear face masks in order to fly, despite the widespread availability of COVID-19 vaccines and the CDC's recent declaration that fully vaccinated people can travel safely. When it comes to wearing masks on airplanes, Dr. Marty McCrary with Johns Hopkins University reminds everyone.
We've got to recognize we're at a very low level of case count right now. 8 out of every 10 adults in every bus, every airplane, every gathering, every stadium or restaurant has immunity, both either from vaccination or natural immunity. So you're not going to see super spreading events. And at this point, we know kids are very inefficient transmitters, and a healthy kid has essentially no risk of dying of COVID. We've got high population immunity. At some point, we've got to move on to preserve the credibility of public health.
The Catholic parish where President Joe Biden regularly attends when in Washington, D.C., will not deny communion to those approaching to receive. The parish council releasing a statement in part saying, Holy Trinity Catholic Church will not deny the Eucharist to persons presenting themselves to receive it. This after some Catholic churches have discussed denying communion to parishioners who support abortion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.